to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Yes, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are on this spinning glue bean planet, welcome to Journeys. Now, today, tonight, this evening, this morning, whenever you are, whatever you're doing, depending on what planet you're on, who knows, you might not even be on the Earth. I'm sure they've got an internet on Mars, in the gated community on Mars. Anyway, this is Journeys, and tonight is a very, very special night, because what we're going to be doing is something that we've never done before. But not only that, something that has never happened. Also, we've got another first, which is that we're on the... let me just put that in there. We are... Yep, that's the one. We are... broadcasting in stereo at 96 kilobits, which is basically the best, it's for talk radio, it's excessive, because we don't really need to be in stereo, it could be nice that the host is on one side and the guest is on the other, but that's going to require some extra stuff, so we're just, the music might come out in stereo at the commercials, but basically you get a kind of nicer ambiance if it's coming out in the stereo pair, rather than, for some reason it sounds slightly nicer, even if it's a mono. Now, what I've just done is linked up a connection to wolfspirit.tv, because, as I said, this is, I'm just trying to get it there in my laptop, because this is a very, very special night. Not only are we broadcasting in stereo on Revolution Radio, Mike has just put in the new servers and lines and pieces of very extended and very damp string indeed, and they've stretched it between the two bean cans, and they're getting quite a good signal, and getting up to 96k. It could be 128, doesn't matter. I mean, really, basically what you're getting is the best possible quality that we could get if people are calling in on Skype. So, like I am, I'm using a studio facility, and let me just hear what I said. Yeah, it sounds nice. The only trouble is, now you can hear the background hum that I've got. Anyway, meanwhile... as I said, we've got something else. We've got wolfspirit.tv. Now, last year, I spent quite a bit of time wrestling with the whole Wolf Spirit Radio domain and radio station and streams and all of this stuff, because Dave Corso, our dear friend and colleague, died suddenly and said, basically told every medium he could when he died, JP will look after the station. So... I spent a lot of time rather snowed under, rather overwhelmed, but I'm kind of up on the other side, and I've been helped by a fantastic team who've helped me through this, and we're redesigning it, we're rebranding it. We got new colors, new pictures that have been drawn, so there's some great graphics by Michelle Caruso. And Nancy Hopkins is doing the ongoing graphics, and Colleen Kelly is broadcasting, and we've now gone over to our 128K stream at Orion, so basically Wolf Spirit Radio is also broadcasting in stereo tonight as a follower, or is it? Oh, he's still on Studio A. Oh, let me just check. I bet it's not on. Yeah, that's right. What an idiot. You know, I've been talking about it being in stereo, and all they've been hearing is Studio A. So I have to go and change this mount point. I do apologize for all that. But it's because it's all very complicated, this stuff. So I'm just going to get the Studio B URL. Now, if you're on wolfspirit.tv, I'm in a way I'm stalling because these all things are kind of needing a bit of synchronization to get, you know, once we get a show going. So we'll take a few minutes to get this thing up and ongoing. I'm just going to restart the song, the stream on Wolf Spirit Radio. So you should now be hearing the stream. Now I'm now going to bring in Tierna Sauer and Scottish Sovereigns on the Land .ning.com. Right, so now what does it say? Your streaming sound online and operational. Let me just check and hear that's working at there we go, we should be hearing. Yes, because the there we go, and New Orion. Is that connecting yet? I have to restart it, I think. Alright, it did restart. So, we're just going to bring in the Wolf Spirit stream. And once I've done all that, I can bring in the rest of the people. Is that not working? Let me just have a look at this. There's always stuff that has to go on to make one of these... Alright, so maybe I take out, don't take out that. Update that. Did that do it? Station is offline. Alright, stop then.
That, and he is an amazing man. He's another one of my Plutronus characters that I go to when I need help.
Right.
And I finally decided it's time to get him on air, and I coerced him, and I...
There we go. Lovely. That's Lorien's show. So now we just have to wait. It should flush itself, and you should be hearing any second now. Wolf Spirit Radio. Let's see. Yes, let's make sure that the relay is there. Right. So now we have the YouTube connection. Let me just. Again, wolfspirit.tv, there should be some sort of signal coming thing. I don't know if it's working yet. I've got this iframe and I've posted it. Let me just try it once again and grab that. I can hear my voice coming through it, so let's see if that's going to work. I have to edit the page at the back at Wolf Spirit. There we go. Push that one there. Maybe I didn't get all the characters in there. No, that's all there. Maybe just HTTP. That one there. Update this. And see if you can refresh your page at Wolfsburg. It's it's one of these experimental things. Now I'm just going to check if Wolf Spirit Radio is now flush the cache and it's coming through.
Phone number.
No,
I just
I'm
have free Skype, so I don't know what all this Skypey stuff is about with phone numbers. So,
yes, right, okay. So, the TV was going. If you go straight to the YouTube, and I'm going to post the YouTube link straight into the chat room here, just so that because it is experimental, nobody knew if this was going to work or not. There we go. I got that. Excellent. Okay, so Colleen, if you can post that, if you post that in the chat room, then we'll see. So I'm sure you can all hear me. There we go. I'll post that in the. There's the chat room at Rev Radio as well. So that's a live link that I've just posted. Into the Rev Radio chat room, and should be going soon into the Wolf Spirit chat room. Okay, so let's just move on. And tonight, Partners in Crime, in this spectacular weirdness, is all right. So on long piece of string, on two bits of string, sent one way and back the other, joining your Google Plus account, which is then going through to YouTube, which is hopefully giving us some pictures, connecting in with the Skype on the other end, which is where we are, is David Brian Kelso, it says here. David, where are you? Welcome. Tell us where you are and what's going on for you. Remember, we're on lots, you can be heard on Wolf Spirit Radio.
JP, can you hear me?
Yes, you're a little quiet. Can you turn up a little bit?
Sure. We're having some technical difficulties, and I am doing my best to iron them out. I'm trying to get Michelle and Tyler connected, and they may or may not be at this point. I know they've been trying to get on.
Okay.
Is my volume any better?
Yeah, you're fading in and out a little bit, Dave.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, have you got a background sound there?
No, we have, I think, Rochelle DeYoung and Tyler Thomas have finally made it.
Oh, you
hello.
Have... Hello, you've got people in the room. So, do you want to get them settled down?
Yes.
Are you giving them cups of tea and coffee?
Now, let's see if Rochelle can enable her camera without, like, crashing her cell phone. Because we were Skype texting back and forth. She was having some technical difficulties trying to even come into here in the first place.
What? Yep.
Yep.
Can you guys see me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't see you at all. I only see your little avatar picture. But no video.
All right. Okay, so do you want to, Dave, remember that we're talking to loads and loads of people on the air. So could you introduce the people like they were coming into your studio? I know they're coming into your living room, but as if they were coming into your studio with a great kind of impressive build-up.
All righty. Well, there's a bunch of people that I've invited that I'm trying to get in, but currently joining us at the moment are Rochelle DeYoung and Tyler Thomas, and they are boyfriend and girlfriend, as you couldn't tell, obviously. I think they've been together about 3 years or so now.
Yep.
And Rochelle is what you might refer to as a crystal kid. That's a buzzword anyway. And she drives race cars and rides horses, and she takes photography, and she does nail art, and she paints, and she draws, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So she's definitely one of these extremely multi-talented, awake and aware people that have been put into the Nazi indoctrination camp that we know of at school, but she is surviving it like a trooper, and she's just turned 18, and she's about to get the heck out of there, and, you know, she's looking forward to starting up her YouTube channel and getting that going with stuff and all sorts of stuff like that.
Well, hello, Rochelle. Welcome to Revolution Radio. I'm JP, the host of this link-up. It's a bit like that Beatles one. Maybe I ought to play All You Need Is Love or something. One day I'll get the hang of the stereo player that is available to the studios, and that'll enable us to play stereo music, because you can't play stereo music over Skype because it's mono. So Skype ruins everything if you play it over there, as many people have heard when I've been producing Sean David Morton Show on the other side. Anyway, so we're going to also be adding. So let's just run through how many stations we've got. On my end, I've got Tierna Sour in Ireland. I've got Scottish Sovereigns on the Land in Scotland. I've got Ever Beyond Radio in London. In Nevada, I've got Wolf Spirit Radio, and of course, from Kentucky is Revolution Radio at freedomslip.com. So, from your end, Dave, who have you got connected, and how have you got them connected? And I'll bring in Osprey Live any second.
Alrighty. Well, obviously, Osprey Networks is usually connected through me, except for today, and he's going through you today. So other than that, I have two laptops right here. This one that I'm pointing to that no one can probably see despite that. This is the laptop that is hosting the Google Plus connection. Oh, there's Tyler. It looks like he came in on his own thingy there. But I'm still only seeing an avatar. Anyway, so as we appropriately bring that up, we have the one laptop that is hosting the Google conversation. We've got another laptop that is hosting the Skype. And, you know, it's just a reversal of microphone and headphones between the two laptops. The headphone jack on one connects to the mic jack on the other, and vice versa. Then just make sure all the audio volume levels are set. And you've got a two-way flow between Skype and YouTube, which means, you know, streaming video, internet radio, all kinds of stuff, anything that your imagination can dare to concoct and crazy enough to try out.
Jolly good. So in terms of people, you've got... we have also Reverend Eli. Do you want to introduce yourself, Eli? Actually, you're Rev Eli. You might just be called Rev. like Ivory V, that might be your name. Anyway, so Rev Eli, what's the deal? Where you're at, and what's happening?
We're broadcasting live from Osprey Radio. Yes, indeed, and from beautiful Bessemer City, North Carolina.
Okay, can you increase the sound of your mix a little bit? About three notches more, and then, or go closer to your mic.
How about that? That better?
Oh, that's much better. That's much more comfortable.
Yeah, there we go.
So there you go, Eli. So so there you go, North Carolina.
Yeah.
This is very, you know, we should have some Antipodeans. If anybody, let's just all say, you know what I used to do? I used to do CB radio. And one of the things we would do late at night is see if we could skip, which was to get across the horizon by bouncing off the ionosphere. That's why it's called skipping. It skips across the world, and it only happens at certain times of the year when the currents are right and everything. And that was the big thing, you know, to get as far as. But really, on the internet, you know, we should be, you know, really impressed if we can get to Mars. But actually, you know, I think there's a. Did anybody see the little clip about the gated community on Mars? On The Daily Show, because it was just a beautiful piece of comedic disclosure that revealed Dick Cheney's organization, without, you know, obviously mentioning Dick Cheney, but the Mars base and the Mars Corporation. Anyway, all very good stuff. So hang on a second, I'm just going to field this, what's happening. Yep, okay, good. Excellent. So let's see if we're now actually playing on the new Orion Wall Spirit. I'll see if I can hear myself. No, and nothing's happening. That's not good. Okay, so Dave, would you like to bring in some people and start some conversations here?
Yeah, it looks like we've finally got some video with Rochelle and Tyler, also known as Ed Grimley over here. We can see their video, but for some reason their audio is muted.
Okay.
So that's odd. Yeah. They've got their audio muted, and they're not quite sure how to unmute it.
Right. And I'm still not getting... Rev Radio into the mix here, but
is it working yet?
Oh, hello! Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you that my end said your end was muted, so you have to unmute it.
Okay. Camera.
Good afternoon. Sounds really trippy. Hey, Sue can play that game. Hello. But anyway,
My God, I've heard the voice of God, and it really is British, like on.
It is British. I am British. David Kelso, you have been found clean as a whistle. You're fine. Go along to heaven. Move along, please.
Dick Cheney, you have failed this city. I mean, for anybody who's watched Arrow. Heard the voice of God, and it really is British, like on all
it
this.
Is British. I am British.
You can hear us?
David Kelso, you have been found clean as a whistle. You're fine, right? Along to heaven. Move along.
But can't see you now, but can hear you. Earlier, we could see and hear you. And I can hear myself.
Okay, there's a major echo, though.
His phone, so.
Okay, say that again.
We're on my laptop instead of Tyler's phone, so you can't see us, but you can hear us.
Okay. You're just having lots of device difficulties over there, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, well, okay. Rochelle, now, somebody's got a if you're not speaking, can you click Control-M on your Skype so that there's no echo coming back if you've got speakers on?
Yeah, I can try and figure something out.
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is mute it.
Are you in the same room, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Somebody
has to switch off their mic. One of you. There we go. Thank you. Right. Now,
no, I just muted her.
Right. Okay, then. That's good. Okay, so that's wonderful. So the thing is, Dave, when other people speak, you have to mute your mic, okay? Is that right? Are you able to do that? Or does that mute everybody?
Yeah, I've got administrative mute controls, here, because obviously I'm the one hosting this, so... anything through the streaming video end. I have the controls on.
Right.
And she's coming through the streaming video end.
Okay, good. All right, so now, have we got a picture on the YouTube stream now?
We should.
Yeah. We've got sound on Wolf Spirit Radio mainstream now. We got sound on the second mainstream, which is... not available. I want to make more announcements because I've been doing some work. I've been working hard. Well, I've been working hard for the last 7 months, really hard for nothing. You know. Anyway, just to do this stuff. But these last 2 days, I've been rebuilding the listen chat area, which has been a real problem. It's been crashing for months and months and months, and people have been kind of wandering away from Wall Spirit Radio because, like, every time they go there, the everything crashes on their computer, and it's been a pain in the proverbial. So these last couple of days, I've rebuilt Wall Spirit Radio's listen area. Using WordPress technology and HTML5, and there's no shockwave in it apart from the little spinning globe. Okay, so the globe should be fine. And now we've also instituted wolfspirit.tv, and we've also got wolfspiritradio.tv as well, just in case people type the accidental radio in there. And we should, at some point, be able to do stuff like we're trying to do tonight on wolfspirit.tv. You can go there, and there's a chat room there, and there's a audio player there, and you should be able to hear this broadcast, even if you can't see the pictures. If Colleen, you could paste the link into... Oh, that's what you did, yes. If you see, there's a YouTube link to Hagatha. Click on that and follow. Go actually to YouTube, and you should be able to actually pick up that live broadcast. And I don't know what can people see on the screen there, Dave.
They can see when she's on a camera that's actually working. then you could see her video like you could for a little while. Right now you just see her avatar, and her mic is muted. What I was about to suggest is she has gone through just a lot of amazing stuff with paradigm shifting and has made a lot of progress and identified a lot of dichotomies and, you know, practically applied the information, and it's been the change she wants to create. So, JP, you and I have really big mouths, and this is like her first time doing this, so let's make her feel welcome. So you and I need to kind of respectfully shut up and let her talk.
And welcome her in. So, Rochelle, good afternoon. I'm JP. How are you?
I'm trying to unmute her.
Keep trying. Hang on. Don't say anything.
She has to unmute herself.
Yeah. Control and M. Hang on. Let's put some jingles in here.
Hey, Rochelle, could you unmute yourself?
I could unmute myself, but then you guys will have to hear yourself echo.
You're fine.
Not if we mute ourselves.
Yeah, well, it's only Dave we can hear echoing. All right, so Dave, can you mute your mic now? Good. Rochelle, hello.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Can you introduce yourself? What's your name?
Sorry, what was that? I didn't hear the last bit.
Your name. Rochelle.
What?
Yes, I'm Rochelle DeYoung.
And would you like to share some of your experiences that you've garnered along the way?
I've just kind of been like fighting more with like my self-image and I guess being a girl and like trying to be more okay with myself and who I am and what I like doing and all those sorts of things.
So, Dave.
Yes.
Do you have some topics that you'd like to bring out that would show us?
Show us.
Well, I was trying to bring out the topic of just, you know, paradigm shifting in general, because I have really seen, you know, Rochelle just go from very low confidence to very high confidence. And it's been really great to see, and she hasn't been driving herself neurotic and being as depressed or anything like that. It seems to me that just the population in general seems to be in a situation like, I've referred to this year as being the year of action, and so far it's just been nothing but that all over the place. And just, you know, people have been really, you know, forced to face themselves lately, just like really hardcore. I mean, we even see in the mainstream that, you know, even Obama has become so flustered and desperate that, like, he resorted to this almost like lame stand-up comedy sort of thing, to where he had a comedian be an anger translator, and just like, oh, they both died on stage. It was freaking hilarious, metaphorically speaking.
Well, anyway, so
and just like, wow.
So you remember what we were saying, Dave, about not taking over the conversation, because all right. So yeah. So I mean, in terms of, all right. So Rochelle, like, we've all been going through stuff, right? I know I've certainly been going through a whole bunch of stuff. I've been really sick. I've had all kinds of bone aches, like injuries that I've had before. Now you're quite young. Have you been experiencing like this kind of grinding body stuff, or is it a more kind of emotional kind of what's the deal? What are the feelings involved?
It's kind of emotional, but lately it's been more physical. I get random bruises and really sore legs and bad headaches and all that fun stuff. Emotionally, I'll just kind of like sit all day, read a book, not like do anything productive, and letting a bunch of sadness enter my brain.
Well, reading is productive, so.
So it's that there are these cloaky, misty energy. Does it feel like something? I mean, does it feel like it's anything to do with like chemtrails and stuff like that? Does it? I mean, do you feel a kind of connection between that? Do you still watch television, for instance?
I don't really watch TV too much. I'm usually just wrapped up doing homework and trying to finish that before I do anything. And usually, by the time I finish homework, it's like 10 o'clock, so then I just go straight to bed. But I haven't really watched TV too often.
Good, good. That's very, very bad for you. Very bad for you.
Well, at least you're not getting double the dose of indoctrination.
Well, that's right. So, there's a lot of movements of evolution, and for old folk like me, right? I'm in my 50s now. I've had lots of you know, emotional upsets and undealt with stuff in my relatively long life now. How, you know, and these are all being brought up in my face. This is what I'm saying. You know, in terms of what's happening to me, Rochelle, it's like things that have happened in my past. Are they happening to the in the same extent? Do you find that you're finding yourself?
I've been getting a lot of that myself.
Finding yourself in your like childhood and brought back to feelings that you felt like when you were two and when you were five and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, just a lot of things getting in the way, like a motorcycle in the background, so I couldn't hear half of the conversation of what you just said. But yeah, a lot of things like thrown in my face. Again, going back to school, like a lot of tests, and then like maybe friends being all weird or.
Well, he was asking about past things resurfacing, like past insecurities and stuff that maybe you had forgotten about or lost track of, and then all of a sudden something happens to where they're just jumping right back up in your face again, and you're like, whoa, what the hell is this? I haven't had to deal with this in so long. Now it's up in my face. What's going on? Oh, man, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably say I would. I can't think of any right now, to be honest, but yeah, I definitely would have to say that has occurred.
Yeah, I can definitely verify that our conversations with each other lately have been a lot about just kind of, you know, diving into those past emotions and stuff. I know I've told you quite a bit about, you know, my childhood and all that and stuff I've been through, and you've been a lot more, you know, forthcoming with, you know, allowing yourself to vent to someone instead of, you know, kind of bottling it all up and having it implode. So you've made a lot of progress, much like Katarina and Kristen. Kristen, by the way, I have no idea where she is right now, and Katarina and Paul ended up not being able to make it today. Daphne Dugan has gotten sick today, spontaneously. It's interesting. And Rebecca Jernigan would have been with us, but she hurt her back. So it's interesting, like the energies of Rochelle are just so intense that people are like hurting themselves on your force field. Just kidding, but you know.
Well, you know, this is not unusual. You know, people do go into a kind of spontaneous healing crisis sometimes, and I've certainly gone into healing crisis recently. So that kind of energy is, you know, the energy is bubbling up. The other thing, I have to say, this is a fantastic thing. I had a caller yesterday. She called before the show, before I did all my shows, like really early in the morning. I do 8 hours of radio on a Sunday. She called in, and while we were talking, I said, where are you from? And she said, I'm from Arkansas. And I said, you must be on a whole bunch of crystals, because I noticed that all the crystals in my on my desk and in front of me and in my room, they're all sparkling, and they're still quite sparkly today. You know, they're all I noticed that there was a bowl of crystals in my kitchen, like two rooms away, and they all sparkled at me after this phone call. So there was this kind of morphological field connection, quantum field connection with these crystals that got sparked by the encoding of this woman's voice in the phone call. And these are the kinds of very strange phenomena that are happening. There are good synchronicities. They are like good things that are happening, good coincidences that are energetic and beneficial, that are causing people at the same time to go into healing crises, which is, you know, you basically go through whatever you need to go through in a very short order, and it can't, and sometimes it's not very pleasant. Sometimes you do have to feel, you have to feel sick, you have to feel ill, because you've been suppressing that ill feeling all your life. And so that's been going on for you, Dave, is it?
Yeah, totally. I've also, you know, I always say that silly is the gateway to the serious, so one thing to help deal with a lot of these shifts a lot better is to just kind of let go and just be yourself and just, you know, have fun and don't worry about what everybody may or may not think and so on and so forth, you know, disarm that inner Nazi, so to speak. Because I think that, you know, just having fun is very important, and people like to forget that we're human. We're not robots. Like, society teaches everybody to be a robot. Do this, obey that, don't question that, put this here. You know, like being brought up to be frickin' chattel within this Naziistic educational system. So we actually forget that, you know, we're human, that there's an emotional component. And then having an emotional component doesn't mean you, like, need to go on drugs or that you're unstable. It just means you're human. God forbid, humans on Earth. Wow. Concept, right? So I would like Rochelle to tell us what she likes to do for fun.
For fun? Well, definitely I like to read. That'd be one of the first things. And then the second thing would be art. So painting and graphic design. So, like, playing with Photoshop and Illustrator. Like, to hang out with my boyfriend, that's fun. there's, like, a bunch of activities. I like bowling. Haven't gone bowling in a while. But in drag racing is fun.
Yes, tell us about the car racing. That is cool. I'd never heard of, you know, the types of organizations that, you know, you're into with that, or that even existed. So I found that to be very interesting. Tell us about that, please.
Okay. So basically you drive this, I'm not exactly how big it is, but this dragster that's like the triangular ones, as most people are familiar with. And they just go down a 2-lane track, at the same time, and you get to see who gets there first and who gets closest to their dial-in time. So that's basically their estimate on how long it would take from start to finish. You get to go, they have a limit of 85 miles an hour, and my top speed has been 84.94, I believe. So I've gone pretty fast. I've won a lot of awards, one championship. I don't know how many first places, I think like 5 or 6. A lot of track records, and I've gone to a lot of different states in the Midwest to go and race there. This year, though, I'm going to be on a team with my friend, and so we're going to be racing the same car. So if she can't race, I'll be there to race in place of her, and she'll just be racing most of the season. I'll just be her backup in case she falls ill with something. So that's all I can think of.
That's very cool. So what kind of other stuff are you into? Like, I know that you do some amazing things with frickin' nail art. Like, I could never have the patience to be that intricate with something that small. It totally reminds me of, a while back, there was this one client I had that, you know, I fixed computers and stuff for him, and He was a jewelry shop owner. He was really good at fixing watches and stuff. He was using all these little tools and with these little components, and it's almost like surgery. I'm like, man, how are you so good at that? That's what your nail art kind of reminds me of, you know, my time back at, over, you know, working for the jeweler.
Well, it kind of is like being a jeweler. You have a bunch of, like, little small tools to help make little designs. It's kind of like painting on a really tiny canvas, and you need good eyesight and high tolerance for paint fumes and nail polish remover. I don't know, it's a lot of practice, too, like anything. I think I've been painting my nails since I was 8 years old, 8 or 10. I'm not quite sure, but I've painted since I was young, so now it's just developed over the years.
You could totally paint those onto, like, press-on nails and stuff like that and totally sell those.
Yeah, I've tried making a couple designs sometimes, but I'm not used to those kinds yet. I'm used to my own. So I'll just have to practice on those and see if that'll be better, and then I can make those designs too.
And I know you got summer coming, so that's cool. Because I really think you could make a killing with that, because, you know, people really like your art, and, you know, I really think that they would buy it if you actually had that available. People can go to foreverartist5454.deviantart.com to check out her little art gallery with her nails and her drawing and her drag racing and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, you are a woman of many talents, from what I've seen.
I believe that, too.
So, Dave.
So, Eagle Eye,
who's that?
No, I was saying, hey, Eli, and you were saying, so, Dave, at the same time as I was saying, hey, Eli, so it kind of morphed.
I was just about to say, would you like to bring Eli into the mix? So, you're on there, Dave. Eli, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm all right. What's been eating at you these last few weeks? So what have you been, not eating at you, what have you been eating? In terms of information and knowledge and wisdom, and what you've been crunching up and chewing up and spitting out.
I've been learning. WordPress, just like you. I've been beating the crap out of WordPress for the last few weeks. I redid all the Osprey website, just like you've been doing. I've been trying to figure out how to get more out of it, you know.
Excellent. So what kind of guests do you have on Osprey, and what's your coverage? Who's your target audience?
Our target audience is people about my age, just about anybody, really. And we play a lot of rock and roll. We do a couple talk shows, and we have a good time.
What's your age?
My age? I'm about to be 38.
38? My God, that's almost 40.
I know.
But it doesn't matter, because I'm older than everybody here. I'm like sort of grandpappy. Uncle Jay. You're chilling with Uncle Jay here in the Revolution Radio chat room. I have to make some station announcements. Revolution Radio is, of course, listener supported. Donations are running in great need at the moment, because we've just gone stereo. Yes, indeed, we've just gone from a measly trickle 32 can, like a piece of cotton thread between two big old cans, oil cans, not very good. And then we've just gone to 120. I'll do that again. On May the 5th, we're going to go to 128. Kilobytes. Yeah, 128 kilobytes. Now, those of you who are not of a technical bent, you can have it straightened out. But if you don't understand what that means, it means the difference between hearing something that sounds like it's coming from over a field in a rock concert, over a hill and, you know, just kind of and the difference between hearing it right up close and yes, perfect, you know. So That's Hawk has just installed this amazing high bandwidth fiber optic piece of string with a very, very high technology can. And we got the two cans, and we're just getting up to the good tension, getting to the sweet spot. The tension just between the cans, kind of really getting a good ding, 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 and not getting the snapping, of course. And we of course have to have the entire string buttered at all times with high quality butter. Anyway. In order to make that work, but that gives us this fantastic stereo sound that you're hearing now, except that I'm coming over Skype, which is a 16 kilobyte, which squeezes it back down again to a little piece of wet string. It's sad, but it's true. One day we're going to have some high performance stuff from the guests and the hosts. We're going to come in by different means than Skype, and we won't have to complain about it anymore. Things might be better, although bandwidth is still an issue. How are things going over, Dave, on the Google thing? What are people seeing? How can you describe for the blind listeners on the radio? What it looks like on the television, because it's not happening at WallSpirit.tv. Well, not on my copy anyway.
Okay. Well, we've been having, obviously, on and off, trying to get this going, technical glitches on all ends all over the place. So right now, Rochelle's, video is not, enabled, and so I just turned mine off for the moment. So what people can see is her little avatar picture along with mine, and you know, it's a nice, you know, regular like YouTube video. If you go to youtube.com/PSEC documentary, then it should be, you know, right on the main page. It says live events, live now, and you know, boom. It says we got at least 3 viewers connected from somewhere or another. I forgot whether or not the Google chat can do up to 10 or 20 people. It's a fairly sizable amount, and each one gets their own little, you know, icon and video and all that. And those who are able to do video, it'll show up in those screens, and Google will pick the screen based on who's talking, although it's obviously not a requirement to have, you know, video to be able to do this. It can do audio as well. And full quality audio, not just the limited, you know, wisping over the hills audio, but, you know, full quality, just as it could do HD and video quality. It's got full audio quality as well, so. It's interesting that Google has come out with that.
Yeah, well, this is something we're going to be working with, Dave, is expanding the quality and making these things. I mean, we're working with, the thing is, it's the amount of storage that's available to store the archive. So, because for instance, you know, I'm not going to be able to store archives that are bigger than 25 megs for 2 hours, you know, otherwise it gets astronomical running a radio station. It's like, you gotta, I mean, there's more and more, but it makes downloading and uploading slower and everything like that. So, so we have to keep the archive small, but, it's good if you can get high quality archives that go straight to YouTube. That's very handy. And if we could find a way of automating that as an API, somehow having a central hub that's on the web, that never gets lost like Skype does, that, you know, that will always be connected. And we can, work better, have better connections on that. So listen.
They are working on decentralized, internet technology, which has a lot of promise. And, the other week, someone was telling me that to them, decentralized internet technology just, you know, sounds like, you know, some sort of little, you know, hacker hobbyist, you know, trend that'll come and go. And I was like, funny, you know, they used to say the same thing about the internet.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the internet used to be just like Star Trek and porn. But now it's cats. That's great. We've evolved. Anyway, I want to bring in a member of the Revolution Radio community, and because he tried to call me and it won't work, so I have to bring him in. And this gentleman actually comes from, or is actually living in the place that I grew up in, London. Although I live in Scotland, at the other end of the island, he is there in Bethnal Green. Our reporter with his feet on the ground and his head in the clouds, Hiro Bennon. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello. Hello, hello, brother. So we're brothers now.
Well, we are, indeed. Well, brother from another galaxy, you know. Anyway.
Brother from another planet. Somebody sent me that video recently. There is something that I would like to say. It's like everything that you're talking about. Have you noticed that everything seems to be connected from nails to the highest level? Everything. It's all connected. Everything is connected. Nothing is less. Nothing is more. It's quite interesting listening to what you've been speaking about so far.
Yeah. Indeed.
Universe is a fractal.
Can I just ask, Rochelle, are you a Virgo?
I am not a Virgo.
Ah, you got Virgo somewhere, like Moon or something. You know, to do those little detailed things, to do that tiny little thing, takes something somewhere in Virgo to do that kind of stuff. My girlfriend is a Virgo, and can do these teeny tiny. She makes these little gnomes, like makes gnomes out of felt that she made herself from her husky dog. You know, it just amazes me what she can do with her hands. We'll discuss astrology maybe another time. But yes, Hiro, everything is connected. And you're connected in this.
That as well, JP, like in the creation, for you, you see that as maybe something to take up with your Dyson. And then she can take that and she can create. She can create, which is essentially what we should be doing. Unfortunately, what is happening is that we kind of destruct and just take and destroy things. Sorry. JP, I'm sorry. My mind is just off on the wall.
You drifted onto the wall. So can you find yourself back in your seat? Are you,
yes.
You're back in your body again. Right,
yes,
feel your quiet. Right, hang on. let's everybody get present, all right? Let's just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in through the nose, all right? And out through the mouth.
Exactly.
The
more present we become, we start to learn.
Don't talk about it, Dave. Dave, take a deep breath. Dave, take a deep breath in through the nose, right? And out through the mouth. Okay, everybody ready, listening, okay, everybody on this call.
I position my body.
All right, we want three of these, right? So deep one in, all right? And out through the mouth. All right, when you're out through the mouth, you can feel a kind of mist go down your body. It's refreshing. It enlivens your body. Breathe it in again. And then breathe it out through the mouth. And feel this sparkly mist all the way down to your toes, all the way down to the ends of your fingers. Feel it in your body. Feel your physical presence in your body. Feel gravity acting on your body. If you're sitting down, you can feel it on your hips and your legs. If you're standing up, you can feel it on the bottom of your feet. What are you doing listening to radio standing up? Anyway, be
in
present.
Your body, baby.
We're now here in your body.
You can't
feel
act human when you're doing that, JP. It's not funny. So stop it. It is funny. And that's that kind of spoils it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So stop that. just do it. Just do it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't, you know, don't be...
I fun leap, Master JP says.
There is no fear. Just do. Anyway. So here we are. So this is Journeys with JP, and this is like, you know, it reminds me of like one of these a wagon, and there's like people have nailed planks onto the wagon so that people can sit on the sides of the wagon. Kind of these planks are hanging off, and there are people sitting on the planks as this wagon is being dragged along by this old donkey. Anyway, meanwhile, we're going to be coming up to the top of the hour, so we all have to listen through. But now we can hear stereophonic commercials. Isn't this going to be good? We're going to hear all...
I've never seen a wagon pulled by Henry Kissinger before. That's never come about.
All our favorite adverts in full-blown stereo, brothers and sisters. Check this out. Listen to this. This is the first time you've ever heard these adverts. Just listen on headphones. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. You'll feel better. And you can actually hear this broadcast. Hang on, I've got it on. I've got it coming through a laptop here. Let me just see. You can hear this. See? Yeah, you can see. Hear that? Yeah, that's good, eh? That was my past self. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? You can time travel using internet radio. That was my past self a couple of minutes ago. Anyway, enough about myself.
JP, your voice sounds deeper than that. That sounds quite different to the way your voice actually sounds on.
If I was talking in your ear, I would sound like this. But
if he could talk as deeply as you, JP, he'd be sounding like Henry Kissinger, because he came real close. Rich can do it though.
These military are nothing but gods.
Yeah. He can do Henry Kissinger, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. We heard that the last time, and that was all right for the Sunday show, not for the Monday show. Okay. Thank you. No volunteering.
I can do nails. I think I can do nails too.
I think that we should stick to nails.
Diamonds and things on them. I can do all that stuff.
What do you do in London, Hiro? Do services?
I run around and annoy people.
You're just the kind of professional annoying person.
Yes, I'm perfect at that.
I didn't know anyone was trying to steal my job.
Well, actually, we need representatives all over the world for annoyance factor.
I'm pretty good at stuff, JP. I'm really, really good. But generally, I don't understand. They do it for a different reason. Most people do things for they work in a financial way. So it's about, you do this in order, you get an education in order to earn money. Everything goes towards that money thing. And so what I would, or towards fear, which is almost the same thing, money and fear, which if you don't have money, it's kind of fear factor, isn't that? And those have never been a factor for me. Fear has never been a factor, and that game show is so ridiculously stupid. I like the host; he's kind of funny.
They have this thing.
I have a question. I have a question.
That's good.
Rochelle was typing to me, and she was saying that her and Tyler have been having fun and just cracking up and laughing. I would like her to tell us what's so funny. I'd like to know.
Well, but she's being private with you.
Don't embarrass her. She might be cracking up about the sound of our voices. You know, listen to these two English poofter sounding guys. You know, it might be an embarrassing thing. Come on, don't put her on the spot.
Luring her into social engagement here.
That's all right. She's hanging out with her boyfriend, which is the fun. This is the fun thing to do. She's having fun doing the fun things. Rochelle, I'm speaking to you now directly. Hang on a second, Hiro. If you feel drawn to say something, do come in. And ignore Uncle Dave. He's just push the mic away from him and say hello, or say something on the video there. Because is that you? Is that you on the in the third picture along from the right? Da 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 da. Anyone there?
I can't. The Jeopardy theme to start playing. Rochelle!
She's having so much fun with her boyfriend that she's totally disinterested in this real fun live broadcast by three guys who just want to talk about technical things like Google and nails and astrology and stuff. And that stuff.
Okay.
Go on, Hiro.
Is Rochelle there?
Yes.
I am to Rochelle for this. Yeah, yes. Have you seen that thing, like, I don't trivialize the conversation or anything, because we can go to higher things later. But, like, you know those things that there's something they're selling over here called a no-no, which removes hair without any pain. But I always look at that, and they don't really explain what it is, but it's some sort of laser thing that just rips these, not rips, but like gently removes the hair, as far as I can see. But
gently tases the hair out of your body.
I don't know, I don't know what it's doing. It kills at the root, and I don't know what it is. Have you heard of this, Rochelle?
I have heard of it, but only on TV. I might have seen it at a store, but I've never used it.
There's also something interesting in those adverts. Is like, I didn't notice that women had mustaches and sideburns that they need to remove. I've never seen that before. Yeah, not really. But apparently, they feel fantastic now. They don't have to add to that because now they have the no-no. Gosh, everything is ridiculous. But like, I'd like one of those because I'm tired of shaving my head. I'd rather just use a no-no and make sure that it just goes away completely forever.
Why don't you grow your hair like a real diamond?
I've already done that. Now it's like I just
actually
want it off.
That's true. You had beautiful long locks. Have you cut them off, man?
No, now I just put it on. Wigs are much better.
Your locks are a wig. Oh, yeah, I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed, man.
Brave and manly enough to use the no-no. All the ladies will be saying yes, yes.
Oh, men use the no-no as well. They do. You know, men are like all prissy now and stuff, and like they use it on their chests. I'm sure that a man uses it everywhere else.
No-no for men. Anyway, I have no use for any form of depilation whatsoever. I have a thing that controls the beard.
Well, that's longer, JP. Yeah. It's like and I respect you for that, because like I grew mine. I was doing the Egyptian one, but I didn't realize that actually you have to plait all the hair into it because it wouldn't be thick enough to do like the Egyptian beard. You'd need like a full head of hair to do that on your chin.
You just kind of tuck it around and kind of plait it in, like a kind of chin strap thing. Yeah.
I hear.
Well, I've been playing, if you look at my Facebook, I've been playing with Photoshop. And the other day I saw a picture of a lion, and I thought, I know that regard, you know, the kind of look there. And I thought, hang on a second, I made a picture. My son took a picture of me. Now, my son is a Leo rising, so maybe something rubbed off. But this picture of me, and I've got this big bushy beard, and there's this kind of square thing of grey hair under my lip, and I took this picture of a lion, and I tilted the eyes so that I matched the eyes on my eyes and this lion's eyes, and I tell you, it's scary because everything, all the rest of my features fit in with this lion's face. To the sort of sides of, except for the head thing, you know, I've got no hair on top, you know. But maybe I should follow your suit. Maybe I should get a wig. You know, kind of.
Kind of
Sean David Morton kind of head, you know.
I don't wear a wig all the time, Jay. I don't wear a wig all the time. It's just like, for me, it's fun. But if I take it off, then it annoys people outside, you know, like people like, they'd like things to be the same all the time. So they go like, oh, no, where's your hair? They get annoyed that I'm not wearing my hair. So it's not my hair. It's a wig.
So there you go. Dave, have you ever considered using what we call in London a syrup, which is Cockney rhyming slang for a syrup of fig, which rhymes with wig?
What?
Okay. No, I've never worn a wig.
I tried wearing a wig once, right? And every time I wear a wig, I look like an old rock star. You know, I just look like that John Lord from Deep Purple or something like that, with his long hair and it. Anyway.
Let's get higher. Let's get higher. Those are just fun things of, like, in the normal world. We are going, I'm going to take it from there. We need to understand that, like, that is sort of how people do think. They do think on that kind of low level because they're watching the television. The girls think that if, and the guys think if they spray themselves with things, they're going to be automatically lynx or some sort of, like, nasty kind of perfume, that they're going to be irresistible. The girls think if they use a certain kind of hair color, they're going to be absolutely gorgeous. So they work on that kind of level. Yet there is far more to everything than that. Like, so, like, what Rochelle is doing, like, when you personalize nails, that is more. But there is much, much more to the world than that. You can, like, my hand is raising into the air in the way that we could do that in the physical world. But, like, where are we? We need to move forward. He's screaming out for it. Over.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's why I do the stuff I do, you know, on the internet here too. Cause I mean, one thing I've learned is that you cannot ever convince anyone of anything because that's force of will, which is not, you know, really possible. Someone could hold a gun up to my head and say that, oh, you have to believe that Satan is your savior or whatever, and no amount of threatening is going to force my worldview to change. The only thing they'd be able to get me to do is lie to them and tell them, you know, what they're wanting to hear, but that doesn't actually shift the view. Yeah. The way to shift the view is to inspire people by being the change. Because people have these rules about reality. They make a box and they say nothing exists outside that box. So they only have data on the mental hard drive, so to speak, for how to respond to things within that box. When you operate outside of that box, you've crashed their mental hard drive. They've got no programming for how to deal with what's out there because what's outside of there was supposed to not exist. Yet, when you decide to be the change you want to create, they're coming face to face with what all their belief systems claim are impossible. So then they're at a choice point. Either they can become really annoyed and uncomfortable and intimidated and infuriated with you and just run like H-E double hockey sticks in the opposite direction, in which case there's still no drama and it's still a public service of the universe by it taking the garbage out for you, so to speak. But if they happen to choose to become curious instead of offended and terrified, then they start learning even more by your example, and they start thinking critically because they start asking questions, and there's a trust that builds, and the deeper, more important questions are not then so hard to ask and to discuss at that point.
You are so right.
But before that, it's just terrifying, and that's the process Rochelle has been going through. She's been going from that terrified, victimized state to this more empowered state, and you know, that's what my friendship with her has been built on. And she is just seeing what an amazing person she is and how it really doesn't take much to really shift her life around. I mean, she's already blown, like, everybody's minds around her. I mean, I can tell you things she's told me. But isn't it so much nicer that she just tell us herself?
I can't speak, but JP knows that I speak too much. But yeah,
it's all right. You're in good company. And you know, I just want to see what's going on in Eli. I just want to keep the old circle keeping round. How are you doing, mate? What's going on?
Not much.
Have you got
not
any?
Just
any
listening to what everybody's doing, and you know, trying to take it all in.
Have you been experiencing hardships emotionally recently?
No, not really. I'm kind of up on a high right now. Kind of new relationship and everything, so I'm kind of on a high right now.
Ah, lucky you, the fast track. Yes, new relationship. Lucky you. Anyway, so
Oh, can I say something?
You could say something. You could. I'll listen when you say something, all right?
I'm going to be quick.
That's something someone from Bethnal Green sounds like, or used to sound like. Probably sounds different.
Oh, right. Have I started mixing my accent? I always did.
You know what I mean? You came in Cockney, mate. You came in Cockney.
It's weird when you talk like that. Yeah. So, like, Eli, a new relationship is not like that. So, like, you're having to learn all the ropes again. And there's this kind of an emotional connection that you have with her. But you're adapting. And you're loving, there is a huge feeling of love towards her, but you have to change everything about you. Not everything, but like, you have to adapt to one another. It isn't easy. Don't think it's easy. I know it's not easy. Don't pretend that it's easy. I know it's not easy. That's what I'm doing now.
It challenges growth. I mean, you can see things in terms of opportunity or burden, and I prefer to see them as opportunity. Everyone's always thinking in terms of burden, and then they wonder why they're so freaking neurotic and scared stupid. But it's just, you know, it's a really, really amazing type of friendship when it's built on really wanting to get to know who the other person is and vice versa, instead of trying to force our expectations of our own ego as psychological projections over them. And then we imagine that they have all these different expectations of us that don't even really exist. We're just psychologically projecting them there. So then when we try to meet those perceived expectations, we're not even trying to meet the expectations of the other person. We're trying to meet the illusion of expectations of the psychological projection that we've put over the other person and have pretended is them. And we get really ticked off when people do that to us, and we're like, why can't people just accept us for who we are? You know, they're being so rude and da-da-da.
Eli, I'm seeing that from both sides. And like, I'm exactly as you're saying, exactly, you're so, so correct. But I'm seeing that from both sides. And I, from the other side, that's not, well, I wouldn't expect it from the other side. But for myself, I should know better. And I'm still doing that. But I'm stopping myself from doing that when I see it arise.
Self-sabotage, because we are used to things being a certain way for most of our life. And then when we start shifting into, for lack of a better way of saying it, new and better ideas, you know, it's like a baby learning how to walk. There's going to be a lot of falling involved, but eventually you're going to get it. So it's a very common thing for people to have what I call data blocks, to where it's like after the fact, it's like we realize we blocked ourselves and we're like, oh man, I should have known better. I should have been able to stop myself. We berate ourselves and sabotage ourselves. I've done so much of that, as is Katarina, as is Rochelle, as you know, any human. My God, you know. It's a nasty meme, but we're breaking it. We are breaking it with a hammer.
Yeah.
Rochelle, would you like to share some of your paradigm shifting stories with us? Sure, you've got a lot of cool things. Whose mind have you blown lately, other than your boyfriend?
I have to say,
Rochelle, sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry. I'm so rude. Just ignore me when I make a sound. Just talk over me.
Okay. No worries. I would have to say one mind that I've blown would be my neighbor. She's, I think, 3 years younger than me, so she's a freshman. And this morning she gave me a birthday card, and it had, like, this paragraph of, like, all the things that, like, we've done together, and, like, how I've been such an inspiration to her, and how all these other things. I don't exactly remember it. But it just felt really cool to me that I was such an impact in somebody else's life, and that we can be great friends for a long time.
Well, I think that's very important as well. Sorry.
That's how to be the change.
Got any change, Governor? Anyway, you know, because we don't like dead air on on Revolution Radio. So, yes, of course, we need to do the Revolution Radio begging thing, because like I said, we've got some new servers, right? So I was talking about the new servers and how the sound will be greatly improved in stereo, and so when we play music it'll be...
I'm going to interject to make it more interesting for you.
Okay, make it more interesting. Hiro, over to you. Hiro, tell them about the
stereo. I thought we had that in the 80s. Why do we need like extra money now to do like stereo?
Well, because of bandwidth. If you're using a very small amount of bandwidth to send out your signals, then you can only put a little amount of stuff in that band. It's a narrow band, and narrow band means a low quality sound. No, like a telephone or something like that. But
does that mean that we can listen to Celine Dion better?
If somebody plays Celine Dion directly from Revolution Radio Studio, it will come out in stereo. Yes. And it will come out in great quality.
That's Nighthawk's favourite.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it Nighthawk? Celine? No, he'd kill you. I'm sure he'd tell you limb from limb.
He wants to kill me anyway.
Yeah, he probably does. He probably could, but with his own bare knuckles, rip you like a chicken.
No. He wants to strap me up in it. Mrs. Hawk will do that. Mm-hmm.
Wrap you like a turkey. Anyway. Oh yeah, excellent. So so here we are, and where are we? So anyway, we were talking about Revolution Radio and how we're a listener supported station, which means that if you want to give us a few extra bob for those few extra bits per second, because you know actually there's a lot of extra bits per second. I mean, you've got twice as much because it was mono and it was 32 kilobits, so it's gone 32, 64, and it'll be 128, so it's four times
for and American then, listeners then a few you, extra bob means a few extra cents.
Yes, more cents. Or more dollars, actually. More.
Either is good.
Anything, actually. More bitcoins. I'm sure that somebody can accept bitcoins. And indeed, right, so here's the thing. There's a deal, and if you send in a donation of a certain amount, and I think it's about $75 or $100, you not only get your seed pack. Now, I really recommend the seed pack, because the seed pack is your ticket to safety for the future. You know, I know it takes a few months to grow to grow potatoes and things, but you know that you can kind of run on dried food, and then you can keep running on a cycle. I'm now on a cycle. I've got potatoes in my garden that I eat, and when I eat them, they have little knobbles on them, and I plant the little knobbles, and they start growing again, and boom, I have more potatoes next year. I'm just so happy. I found a kind of self-sustaining little piece of heaven.
I need to ask you a question later.
Ask me a question later. But anyway, anywho, the seed pack gives you this amazing ability to secure your own future. You don't realize what it is until you've got it in your hand. It's a very, very special thing. So I do recommend the seed packs. You can get these silver dollars. Now, obviously, you know, this is a kind of gift that Hawk is giving you, because he really needs some cash right now to make this thing happen. I don't know if anyone can message me to let me know if the goal has been reached this month, but I know it's something to do with the end of the month and that sort of thing. So...
Your sound quality just improved. It sounded so much better. The voice changed.
My voice changed. It was probably the...
Your sound quality.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Did it?
Your voice is still the same. Mm-hmm.
My voice is still the same, but the quality of the reproduction of it is better. It's and the more money you give, the better it gets. Until one day, it'll sound like I'm sitting in the same room as you, leaning over and whispering into your ear.
Oh!
a mainly technical boys kind of show. Let's talk about girly stuff.
no, there's more. There's stamps as well.
There's stamps.
Their what? Stamps are like, Hawk's got his own stamps now.
Hawk's got his own stamp. Yeah. His own stamp of the realm.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Only available for posting letters within Hawkstown, which is in Hawks County in the state of Hawk. But it will eventually spread throughout the entire planet. And indeed, maybe we'll end up as the solar system and the official currency of the solar system. But actually, you know, I don't know if anybody's had any experience with LETs, which are local exchange trading systems. This is something I actually do and have been doing for many years, and have been part of a sort of pioneering thing, which is to create money. Literally, you create a money system, I developed the system myself on a computer alongside somebody who was doing it sort of by hand, and then we sort of modeled the software to it. And it's really easy to use. We designed it so a 12-year-old person can use it, you know. And it prints checks, and you can make out checks between you, and it becomes very, very successful. And it binds new communities together. Not necessarily the communities that are established, but when you have communities of people who don't know each other so well, by trading with each other, you can get to know somebody else's character. And this is the beginning of civilization. And it's like an alternative civilization because it's tokenized barter. This is the way of the future, because without a financial system, you need to be able to trade. Now, obviously, people know how to trade. It's a natural thing. I think it's going to take a while for people to get used to it again. But people who lived through the war, you know, old people, you know, we're really going to have to listen to our grandmothers.
But real money, not this kind of nonsense that we actually live through now. People, the money and currency don't mean the same thing. And like, if that kind of bartering system where it's an exchange with the what you're describing there, that's real. Whereas it isn't, that's not what we're living with at the moment.
Well, it's a they're experiments, but you know they're large. This is like a large scale, long term experiment that keeps going, and it works for us around here in this town, in this sort of the local area, and we've traded. We make the value of our token for about a British pound. So things that you can buy for a British pound, we sell for a let. And essentially, you know, I've been buying my own fuel for the last few years. You know, buying wood fuel through the let system.
Buying it?
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd get that, like, you should be able to get that easily where you live.
Somebody's got to cut it and transport it, and, you know, that all takes petrol and effort and time, and you pay for it. And it's expensive, but my latest. But the thing is, Hyrule. Hey, Hyrule.
There are loads of IKEA stuff out here.
Hey, great, okay. But you know, barrels that they make whiskey in. I live in whiskey country, and they get through thousands, and they throw thousands of barrels away. And the wood is an amazing oak. It's like 100-year-old oak, and. I burn it. It's great. It makes the best firewood. Some of it is so lovely that I keep bits of it, and I'm going to make a musical instrument out of it.
It's almost a tragedy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
almost.
It's so beautiful.
But it's, you know, this is, I justify that. This is wood that has first of all been used as a sherry barrel, and that was like 200 years ago. And then 100 years ago, it was used to contain whiskey, and it's probably been, you know, used.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt, but
Dave.
Rochelle has to go soon,
all
and
right.
It might be fair to, you know, let her say goodbye or have any closing thoughts or, you know, tell us any websites or whatever she wants to say before she heads off.
On you go.
So, Rochelle.
Yeah, I was gonna head off. Got some work to do, but I guess final thoughts. I guess go to my Instagram at Seashell Nails. I think that's it. Either Seashell Nails or Seashell Nails 5454, something like that. Check out my Deviant Art, so Forever Artist 5454. My Sue account, Racer Girl 5454, and I believe that's it. So you all have a good rest of your evening and chat. And
what about your YouTube account?
Oh yeah. That one is Holly and Rochelle Show. I need to change that eventually, but yeah.
Rochelle, what do you feel is special about the way that you decorate nails? Is other than other people, because other people do that as well. Because do you put like the extensions on them, or do you use the natural nail? Do you do cuticles? What do you do?
I just use my regular nail. I think like what I do is different is that I'm just more natural and just do whatever I have rather than other people. They just use fake nails and they make theirs perfect. I feel like mine is more like real and what real girls would be able to do rather than just make everything perfect and pristine. I want it to be more like myself.
In other words, you're going for authenticity rather than trying to appease everybody else out of fear of judgment. You're just having fun and being authentic, is I think what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
So you do more than nails. What else do you do with the nails? So the nails what you're saying to me, what I'm feeling, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like you're extending what the personality of the person is that you're seeing, rather than just like saying like blank, that is what you're going to be. And then there are other parts of the body that you use as well then, that you're also doing something there. It's like you're working... Your personality is working on people to extend what they really are. There's something nice going on there. Rochelle?
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. I'm not quite sure.
I think what he's trying to say is that your art is a part of you. It's a part of your expression. It's a part of your humanity. Whereas a lot of people will try to develop artistic aptitudes in order to appease other people's expectations, whereas like with you, it's a part of you. It expresses as you. It's always, it's with purpose. It's integrated into you. It's not some materialistic, meaningless plastic thing. It's like it's a part of you. It comes from you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I even just wrote an essay about that for English, of how like art is like always been a part of me, even since I was like a little kid, and how it's just grown and it's been more of a progress to develop my art to be better and to make it more for me and to inspire others with it as well.
Oh, hey, Rochelle, if you want to wait just a few more minutes, it looks like Rich actually just got back. He just messaged me. I'm Richard Hamilton. So I know you don't really want to stay too much longer because you got stuff to do, but if I could at least get him a chance to say hi, because I know he was wanting to. So I am sending him the Google Hangout link and a minute here.
So, Dave, rather than distress our audience with these machinations, Rochelle, if you need to go, thank you very much for coming. It's been lovely to hear from you, and your energies have been a benefit to the group. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you for having me.
And please do come back sometime in the future. We enjoyed having you, and have fun. I think Rich is about to come on, but guess he's going to have to miss you this time out.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
All right. See
a pleasure, Rochelle. A pleasure. A pleasure.
All right, you too.
Talk to you later.
Good night. So, there we go. And this is Journeys with JP on Revolution Radio. But we are multicast. We're not only simulcasting, we're relaying, we're swinging things all over. The cats are flying everywhere on this internet. Like I said, it's now all about cats. So, yeah, and the lion, I don't know what the lion thing is about. Maybe it's a kind of waking up thing, I don't know. Maybe it's discovering some sort of aspect of me that was more grr than I ever thought I'd been. So anyway, we're just about 20 minutes away from the top of the show. And so we've been on loads of stations today. It's been a big link up, just for the crack, just for the hell of it. We're broadcasting in stereo. Maybe I should put some music on. But this is on Tim LaSalle from Ireland. Hello, what? Hello.
No, Jay.
What?
JP, we've been like, we've just been dwelling on the simple levels, but let's go to higher levels, and let's go to higher things. And, okay, first of all, I need to ask you about Shanghai. What was that site again? There was a site in England.
Rich is here.
I can't remember.
Hey, guys, Rich is here.
Ah,
Richard
yes.
Gere is not Shanghai. Richard Gere is about tunnels and hamsters, as far as I know.
quick mention, quick shout out to Nancy. Nancy will sell you Shanghai. So you go to cosmicreality.com. Or certainly cosmicreality.net, and you'll see these lovely energy pictures on the front there, and there's all sorts of new Shungite things, including the Bucky Band-Aid, which is a very tiny little device that you can stick on your mobile phone or cell phones, as you call them, cell phone tower things, laptops, electronic devices, iPods that might be disturbing you. And it kind of soaks up all the stuff, all the bad stuff, and turns it into a nice, good vibration. So, cosmicreality.com.
Hmm.
So,
I think that's good. Like, I remember you can do that one on your ankle or something. It's good for your ankle.
Oh,
stuff.
People
but
put magnets, yeah.
Have you got, have you tried, away from that one slightly, is like, have you tried those holograph things? Like, you can, like,
hey, try your...
That's advertised on Sean's show. No, I've never tried one of those holograms. Somebody wants my attention. Is that Dave?
Yeah, there's only 20 minutes left in the show and Rich just came on.
Rich?
I think he might be allowed to speak too, last I checked.
Rich is, Rich who? Hello, Rich?
Richard Hamilton.
Of?
Richard Hamilton of Paradigm Shift in Educational Comedy, NASA Headquarters, DeviantArt Group, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, hello, Richard.
You know Rich.
I don't actually. But
anyway. Or you might know Rich's friend, Bill Clinton, a little better. Are you here, Mr. Clinton?
I'm here every day.
Well, if Rich's name is Hamilton, that means that he's of the higher class of the Americans, so I will bow.
He is a descendant of Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah. I'm silent.
So, okay, do you want to do your bit? Dave, I see your lips moving, but I don't hear your sound. Where have you gone?
Sorry, just multitasking.
Don't multi-mute. All right, if you want to, don't let the air drop into that kind of empty space. All right, so okay, keep it moving, man. Keep it moving.
I will continue to speak.
Yeah.
And Richard, interrupt me at any time. Richard, I'm waiting for you to interrupt me at any time. I'm just going to continue talking about nonsense, just so there's no empty space. Richard,
there we go. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So, do you want to do your thing? Whatever your thing might be.
Do the Bill Clinton
Well, you could do Bill Clinton, you could do Sulu, you could do Yoda. There's a lot of them. You could, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, you got to kind of be specific here.
But you're a bit broken up, Mr. Scott. But anyway, this is one of your crew, and what part does he normally play? Does he do voices on your videos?
No, we'll never give you the impression that he does voices.
Voices I do. Do them well, I must.
You're good friends then. Come on.
Divulge
some information.
Oh my. There's a pizza hangout going on. I must be included.
You
want to be included? Need one, sir.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how big you are. You could be the president of the USA and I'll still speak to you the same way.
I was a former president once. They nicknamed me Slick Willie and then they nicknamed me Blue Dress.
Okay, now I've got you going. Keep going. Just ignore me now. Mm-hmm.
Put my cigar in, give me a good old light, sitting on my desk, leaning back. In the Oval Office.
The next president is going to be... I'm sorry, it's not going to be Hillary or Jed. I think the Americans are going to vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, I think that's the one they want. What do you think?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I will terminate you.
I'll be back.
Well, then, he'll have something in common with President Obama, an illegal in the president's chair that doesn't qualify for being president, but gets in anyway.
I was the governor of California. I was born and raised in Austria.
At least you know he's Austrian. I thought he was German for years. Yeah, Austrian. Mm.
Well, you know, Austria is a sort of, it's like the Texas of Germany. It's one of the southern states. I mean, Germany is like a tiny little America. It's lots of little states. It's not like one thing. And Austria is really like the Texas. It's like, it's seceded as opposed to like Texas that hasn't. But you never know, it might happen sometime soon. But essentially, so Austria is almost like Germany, because it's one of the German states, but it's just like, slightly more superior. And, you know, there's Bavaria and all these different areas, you know? Areas. Bavaria. Yeah, the area where the Bebs, you know, the Istans of the world. Anyway, So, let's see. Foreign policy. President Clinton, would you describe your foreign policy as a total success, or would you you attribute it to your sexual prowess?
That's funny. Oh, go on.
Well, I did so well in Bosnia, it's not even funny. I got the U.S. Air Force F-117 Nighthawk shot down by a SAM missile. I'm very proud of my actions down in the southern portions of Europe, and I think that my sexual prowess had something to do with it towards the very end. Those Serbian women really know how to get you aroused.
I'm trying to stay with FCC rules. I would be funnier, but, you know, I don't want to push censor buttons too much.
That's right, because you lose the call.
The call, I won't lose the call.
The call just stops. But, anyway.
That's what happens when you're dealing with
people.
Nazi compliant stuff.
I think Bill Clinton went to Obama and said, Barack, why so Syria?
Yeah.
I say something? I had to respect American people, because I think, like, when I'm speaking to you now, I think you get it. You get that silly, like, dilemma. It's not a dilemma. Dichotomy, that kind of, like, ridiculous thing of, like, are you going to vote for, what do you call yours? You red or your blue team? And then it's the same thing here, but you actually get that it really doesn't make any difference. And I can tell you, in England, they do not get that difference. They think they're going to... Oh, they still think they're going to do the same thing. They have no idea.
Yeah, people are waking up more and more here. I mean, me and Rich were just talking earlier today that either Obama is just the absolute dumbest scumbag globalist to ever walk the face of the earth, or he's a double agent and he's giving the globalists the biggest Rick Roll trolling job ever, to basically, you know, tear things apart from the inside out by doing everything as absolutely stupid as possible. And, you know, I mean, he might just be the best troll to ever troll the trolls, or he might just be the biggest idiot globalist ever. I'm not really sure which is the case. But
can I say this? I don't think the agenda has changed. It's just like different people are doing it. Bush was doing that, the young Bush, the George Bush. And so the same thing keeps happening over and over again. It's just a different face on it. It's just like, is that what you feel? Or, I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, all politicians are puppets. And both parties, it's like two wings of the same bird, you know. But I'm just saying that, you know, people are starting to wake up more and more and more, you know, to the, you know, to the reality of that.
Thank goodness.
And you know, so the globalists are shifting right along with everybody else, because you got to remember, there is no real quote unquote good guys or bad guys. Everybody's just in their little cultural meme, and we forget that top 1% is a cultural meme in and of itself. No difference between that and, you know, Christianity or Judaism or Islam or Satanism or any other structure of mind control that tries to use spirituality or science or whatever through a fear-based way and, you know, locking people down. Everybody's locked down into something, and people forget. It's a psychopathic behavior. It's a disease. It doesn't make them evil. They got a disease. And one good TV show...
They can be psychopathic if they want to. The problem is that I know, but
I'm saying Game of Thrones, if you listen, I'm getting to a point. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones really explains the psychology of the elite. And once you realize that everybody is stuck in a meme, then you exit the blame game, and then it's just instead of having all this blame and hate and fear cloud your judgment, you can just clearly see that whoever is responsible for what actions is responsible. It's not about blame, it's just about responsibility. It's about figuring out, you know, how this mess is created and how to clean it up and what we need to correct in our thinking. And, you know, if you're playing the blame game and you're scared, stupid, and just filled with the mind fog of rage and fear and suffering, then you're just focusing that more into your reality. And I'm not trying to sound new agey about it. It's just a simple fact that you can't see the sky if you're always looking at the ground. I'm not saying shun the ground. I'm just saying if the ground is the only place you look, then the sky is going to sound like a fairy tale, you know, metaphorically speaking. So people are starting to shift, and people are learning a lot of hard lessons, even the globalists, especially because things are changing so much. And the globalist religion, meme, way of life tells them nothing ever changes. Our group is always in control. All the same policies and protocols that ever worked before will forever and ever work. Amen. So they're locked into this narrow view of how reality works. People say, oh, these globalists have all the knowledge of the universe, and okay, so what if they did? They can't even see most of it. Just like we can't see 96% of our universe because it's on a higher vibratory rate than we are right now, because we are such low consciousness, we should be seeing that night sky as various shades of deep, deep, deep blue.
Do you know even your brain, which is 5% of consciousness and 95% of subconsciousness, and that 95% of subconsciousness is how most people work.
And I'm so lonely in here.
Oh, sorry. I'll be quiet because I think what
you're
you
right.
just said.
No, but
to
you're
me,
right.
I really enjoyed hearing what you were saying there, but I will be quiet because, like, other people
well,
have
I think
a lot
it's,
to say.
I think the problem is we have to integrate information in order to understand it, and people keep compartmentalizing and pulling things apart so much that it's gotten to the point to where you could have all the parts to an engine and, you know, people will think that the one part is, it only serves its purpose as itself and doesn't connect with anything else. You know what I mean? People never put things together to see the bigger picture. And now we're being forced to put things together the more we see, hey, the same old just isn't working. Why isn't it working? And our reality is being defied because the way things work are shifting so much and the old ways are just less and less compatible. You can't install Windows 95 on a Commodore 64, right? Of course not.
Well, so, I love my Commodore 64. You became...
Yeah. You watch out for those. Don't be 8-bitist. So listen. We can't kind of. I mean, you can maybe start a new Google thing, but we're coming to the end of the show. So thank you very much, Dave. It's been quite an interesting experiment. We haven't got exactly where we wanted to go, but we've got a kind of audio thing going. We've linked Skype in. We've got Shoutcast servers spread all over the world.
And we totally got the video support through YouTube, as people could see. So
well, I haven't got the embedding thing. That was what I was really looking forward to, is to getting wolfspirit.tv to produce a picture when you come to the screen, that it comes to your screen live, that you see our thing coming out live. That's what
I
want.
I did try to explain the embedding things. So
yeah. I know. But we'll do. You know, I'm gonna set it up because I'm gonna make something that'll make something work. Because Wolf Spirit Radio is gonna do some things this year.
Year of action.
Yeah, that's because we've got a show on Sunday evening, well, Sunday morning for Americans, but it's at 11 PST, which is 1 o'clock EST. Work it out. And 7 o'clock PM UK time, we're going to have Simon Parkes, the MP, the Member of Parliament. He's going to start his first show called Connecting Consciousness, and it's going to be the first Sunday of the month, and he's starting on Sunday, May the 3rd at 7 o'clock UK time. And
we're actually going to have an MEP on, huh? That's cool.
No, he's not an MEP. He's an MP, Member of British Parliament. No, he's not a British Parliament. He's a member of... he's a local councillor. He's a councillor for Whitby, which is a local politician.
He understands how the mind works, and so he's able to teach people. Maybe he's able to teach people how to use themselves more.
That's
so,
right. Thank you very much, Hiro, Dave, Rev Eli, Rich, and Rochelle. Thank you very much, everybody. This will go onto YouTube. And good night. This is me, JP. Don't forget me. Don't forget Wolf Spirit Radio. Ever Beyond Radio. No. Love you all. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. No. Thank you.